This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
12 Jeff Farrell discovered that clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem. Us.
Gun confiscation is exactly what happened during the state of emergency following Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. U.S. troops also arrived, something far easier to do even now thanks to last year's elimination of the 1878 Posse Comitatus Act. That forbid U.S. troops from policing on American soil. Easing public fears and quelling dissent would be critical, and that's exactly what the clergy response team, as it's called, helped accomplish in New Orleans.
The primary thing that we say to anybody is let's cooperate, get this thing over with, and then we'll settle the differences once the crisis is over.
Such clergy response teams would walk a tightrope between the needs of the government versus the wishes of the public.
In a lot of cases, these clergy would already be known in the neighborhoods in which they're helping to defuse that situation.
For the clergy, one of the biggest tools that they will have in helping calm the public down or obey the law is the Bible itself, specifically Romans. Romans 13.
Because the government is established by the Lord, you know, and that's what we believe in the Christian faith. That's what's stated in the Scripture.
No, that's what you twist. That was Hitler's favorite Bible verse and radio broadcast is Romans 13. Is North Korea established by God? Is Communist China established by God? No, they kill Christians. And we're we the people. And see, God is our leader. So a total twisting there, Tim. And so we now know they've deployed the clergy response teams. It's not Trump. It's the bureaucracy. FEMA has. And they've been trained as leftists to tell everybody, turn your guns in. And the left's going to try to use this crisis to try to go after our guns. They now admit that. The FBI saying they may shut down the instant check system because we can't have everybody on the phones. Well, no, that's essential to keep working for the instant background check. What do you think about that shocking video?
You know, I think it'd be very dangerous if somebody came up to my house, regardless of if he was clergy or not, and asked me for my gun. Because absolutely wouldn't happen. And so I think that's very dangerous, especially if people are trapped up and cooped up in their homes all day and for weeks at a time, and then you go in there and ask them for their guns, and which I don't even understand to what point.
Well, that would make the criminals be able to take over, just like Chicago or D.C. I mean, that's crazy.
Well, and it would be easy to do, especially now that you've seen in the news that they're actually talking about releasing criminals out of these prisons.
Oh, they're doing it.
You don't want them to get sick, and then now you want everybody else to give away their guns? Well, that's just not going to happen.
Yeah, stay in your house, but turn in your gun. I mean, my point is the Democrats and the globalists are going to seize on every bit of this to get as much power as they can. And I think Trump should admonish them not to do it.
I do, too. I don't think it's a... I mean, there's diseases that go all the way around the world, and so now we're just going to let everybody out because 9,000-10,000 individuals died from a disease. You know, sad to say that many people died, and, you know, I feel for them and whatnot. However, I shouldn't be prisoner in my own home and have all these prisoners who broke the law willingly released and then be able to do whatever they want. And I've seen some of the list of the things that they're actually not going to arrest individuals for, you know, theft, burglary, and things like that.
But if you leave your house, they'll arrest you.
Or if you're in a group of bigger than 10, that might be the other one.
But the border's still wide open, even though Trump has tried to secure it. The Democrats and the judges have tried to block all of it. It's insane. And meanwhile, Erdogan is sending in masses of people in an admitted invasion of Europe.
Sure. Yeah, they're sending them in, and which is another reason why we kind of went to the border, because it was one of those things where, you know, I wanted to see exactly for myself exactly what they were doing, and which wasn't much as far as, I wanted to see if I were to take a flight, come home, are they going to take my temperature, are they going to say that I do have a cough and they're going to hold me?
What's the next mission? People can see at Band.Video all the reports there in the recon review site, the Tim Reams area at Band.Video, but what's the next mission you're thinking about?
The next mission I'm going to do, just because we still have an election coming up, and you've got Biden and Bernie head-to-head, regardless of who you're going for, I'm going to go down to Colombia, and we're actually going to interview Venezuelan refugees, some of the 5 million individuals that have actually escaped in the last 4 or 5 years. We're going to go there, and we're actually going to see exactly how great socialism is. You know, if it's so great, why have you left?
Well, I want to see that happen, but if they shut down all the flights, so you're going to have to...
Well, if they shut down the flights, I'll kind of postpone it till then. But until then, take up my time. I might go around downtown here in central Texas and see if people are walking around, running around, still doing some of the outdoor stuff that they are, which I'm going to do. I'm not going to stay in the house. I'm just not going to do it.
Well, it's just ridiculous. It's just a total culture of fear. We're not saying the virus isn't deadly, but my God, it's just, and it's going to build up. It's going to kill a lot of people, but
Traffic is great right now. Traffic.
I can drive around anywhere five times faster. Okay. Tim Reams, great job.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Paul Joseph Watson from London, England. He's coming up in 60 seconds.
We've all watched with disgust and anger as companies across the United States and the world raise prices during this crisis and gouge their customers. InfoWars has done the opposite. Despite the fact that we've sold out of many of our products and are waiting for others to come back in, we have kept all the products that we have in stock massively discounted 20 to 50%. The average discount is 40% right now on our best-selling items. So stock up on things for you and your family during this crisis. Bolster your body. Bolster your defense. Be as healthy as you can so that we can all make it through this together. It is so important for everybody to do their own research and to protect themselves and their families with the knowledge that God has given us. Be sure and visit InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of these items while we still have them in stock.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
And we are live talking about the Chinese Wuhan coronavirus, the Chinese virus, which started in China, was the fault of the Chinese government, and continues to be, despite the protestations of the mainstream media in America, which is now on a daily basis, multiple times daily, literally mimicking, boosting, echoing Chinese state propaganda, because Orange Man bad. They're literally taking the playbook, the narrative, directly from the state media, from the foreign ministry of China, in blaming Trump, blaming America for this outbreak, and absolving China of blame, despite the fact that they were responsible for it. They covered it up for over a month. They claimed back on January 14th, and the World Health Organization amplified this, that coronavirus was not transmissible from human to human. They silenced whistleblowers, threw them in prison. This is the Chinese virus. They're responsible. They're to blame. But you wouldn't know that if you were watching CNN or MSNBC. By the way, now MSNBC, and we're going to get to this later, they're now saying that it's racist to call it the Chinese virus and that it should be called the bat virus. Now, 6 weeks ago, they were telling me, they were telling people who were calling it the bat virus, who were saying that this started as a result of people eating bats. Bats did transmit the disease. That was racist. But now you can say that, you just can't call it the Chinese virus. So yes, next month, maybe calling it the coronavirus will be racist as well. Headline up on Summit.News. China again pushes conspiracy. America is to blame for coronavirus. U.S. media ignores. They've done it yet again. Says, while the U.S. media continues to obsess over Trump calling COVID-19 the Chinese virus, which again Jim Acosta of CNN did so today, he called it the Chinese virus. China itself continues to claim that America is to blame for releasing the coronavirus. They've done it again on state media, on Chinese state media. They had an expert on who said, quote, the U.S. pushed out the vaccine so quickly, despite the fact that there's no vaccine yet. They're saying there won't be a vaccine for 18 months. There may be a drug, but there's no vaccine. That only means they have been working on it way before the pandemic. And then the host responded to this expert on Chinese state television by saying, so we can conclude that the U.S. had this virus in their possession long ago. So the obvious implication is they had the vaccine because they created the virus long before this outbreak, thereby blaming the United States of America for the outbreak. Now, they're saying this multiple times daily in China, not only on state TV, but their own Chinese foreign ministry, which I'm going to get onto. And not only is the U.S. media not reporting on it, they're claiming, and they did this in the press conference yesterday in the aftermath of it, that Trump is lying and that Trump made up a conspiracy theory that China is blaming America for starting the coronavirus pandemic. They're literally saying that even as every single day state organs of the Chinese Communist Party say exactly that. 2 days ago, we reported the claim of China's foreign ministry spokesman Zhao Lijian, who suggested that the U.S. military was to blame for coronavirus. He tweeted this twice in one day. The Chinese government not only refused to disavow Lijian, they endorsed his conspiracy in official Communist Party mouthpieces. The Global Times, which is the mouthpiece of the Chinese Communist Party, echoed, endorsed his claim. They actually quote-tweeted him. So there was no disavowal whatsoever. And again, this is a media which for the past 4 years has been completely besotted and obsessed with foreign meddling and fake news by foreign powers. And yet we have a foreign power, a hostile foreign power now in China, spinning a fake news conspiracy theory that the U.S. is to blame for a global pandemic. And not only are they not giving it attention, they're actually aligning with China with their black propaganda narrative in blaming Trump for the outbreak, or at least in saying that Trump is trying to deflect from his own responsibility for the coronavirus outbreak by pointing the finger at China and by calling it the Chinese virus, to the point where you had White House reporters making up claims that somebody in the White House staff had called it Kung Flu with no evidence whatsoever. When the person was asked who said this, nobody really knew who it was. They've completely ignored the story, with some even insisting that Trump's claim Beijing is blaming America is completely made up. They're saying, where's Trump got this idea from? The Chinese foreign minister's talking about it every frigging day on Twitter. It's on Chinese state media every single day. Oh, where's Trump got it from? So we have major news networks, and this is in CBS today, hailing China's response as a lesson to the U.S. They literally lied 2 months ago and claimed that the coronavirus was not transmissible from human to human. And the World Health Organization tweeted it and said, oh, it's all under control because it can't be transmitted from humans to humans. Bold-faced lie. Then we have another study, and I'm going to get onto this article, which proves that they, if they'd have told the truth from the start and not hidden this for 6 weeks and not literally locked up whistleblowers who said that this was a big deal, they could have stopped the global geographic spread of coronavirus by 95%. Oh, but America needs to learn the lesson from China. What's the lesson? Cover it up for 6 months, lock up whistleblowers, kill 3,000 of your own people. Is that the lesson? In some cases, they've even mirrored and amplified the Chinese Communist Party's rhetoric in claiming that blaming China for coronavirus, despite the fact that it originated in China and China covered it up for over a month, is also a form of racism because people's hurt feelings are more important than stopping a global pandemic, as we know by now. You had Hillary Clinton yesterday tweet an almost indistinguishable rhetoric from the Chinese state media. China Xinhua News tweeted, racism is not the right tool to cover your own incompetence. They're accusing America of incompetence when they could have saved this 95% global spread of this virus if they'd have told the truth about it from the start. And then Hillary Clinton puts out a tweet which is, in terms of tone and rhetoric, almost the mirror image of Chinese state propaganda. Then you have Silicon Valley. Of course, they've been in on this hysterical fear-mongering for the past 4 years about how Russian bots are manipulating social media to push pro-Kremlin narratives and to meddle in America's internal affairs. Well, now we have clear evidence, and there's an article on this out of the National Pulse headline. Chinese bots flood Twitter to spread anti-Trump coronavirus conspiracy theories. So you've literally got Chinese bots flooding Twitter, amplifying this Chinese state media black propaganda that America's to blame for the outbreak of the coronavirus. Flooding Twitter, Twitter does nothing about it. Oh, but they're going to ban people who don't amplify claims by experts. Who are the experts? The people who are aligned with Chinese state propaganda. People who talk to CBS and say, we need to learn a lesson from China. They're the experts. So Twitter are going to ban you for that. But you can have hordes of actual Chinese bots influencing Twitter, meddling, and they're not going to do a damn thing about it. Article concludes by saying, apparently Trump potentially offending Chinese people is more important to the press and a hostile foreign power launching a propaganda offensive to blame America for releasing a deadly virus. And this is the lesson that they taught America. Headline, study. Global pandemic could have been avoided if China had acted sooner. A scientific study has found that had China acted sooner to combat the spread of the coronavirus, the spread could have been almost entirely avoided and it would not have become a global pandemic. This is the lesson, apparently, that CBS says the Trump administration and America needs to learn. Research out of the University of Southampton, based on world population mapping, discovered that if interventions in China could have been conducted 1 week, 2 weeks, or 3 weeks earlier, cases could have been reduced by 66%, 86%, and 95% respectively, significantly limiting the geographical spread of the disease. They could have saved the lives of thousands of people in China, thousands of people in Iran, thousands of people in Italy. They didn't do it because they lied about the nature and the true threat of the outbreak from the very beginning, and then it spread around the world. This is the lesson that America needs to learn from China, according to CBS News. Now go away.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
So a study published in March indicated that if Chinese authorities had acted 3 weeks earlier than they did, the number of coronavirus cases could have been reduced by 95%, and its geographic spread limited. And what is the US media's constant daily reaction? Boo-hoo, stop being mean to China. Stop calling it the Chinese virus. Some people may be offended. Oh, well, you need to learn the lesson from China and how they reacted to this. Absolutely absurd. This is a study. Again, headline. Study, global pandemic could have been avoided if China had acted sooner. University of Southampton in the UK. Study author Dr. Shengji Lai said, our study demonstrates how important it is for countries facing an imminent outbreak to proactively plan a coordinated response which swiftly tackles the spread of the disease on a number of fronts. One of the other professors involved in the study said, quote, we have a narrow window of opportunity globally to respond to this disease. Our findings significantly contribute to an improved understanding of how best to implement these measures, and the study outlines how it became clear that the first cases of the Chinese virus were reported in, oh yeah, I said Chinese virus, oh my God, boo-hoo, were reported in mid-late November and early December, with scientists even estimating that the first jump of the virus from animals to humans probably occurred in October in the city of Wuhan, months before they even publicly acknowledged there was a problem. Instead of acting immediately, the Chinese government waited until January 23rd before issuing a quarantine to 11 million people living in Wuhan. While those flights were still flying out of Wuhan, still flying out of Shanghai, still flying out of Beijing to every corner of the world. By the way, who started the coronavirus spread in Italy? Two tourists from China. Who started the coronavirus spread in Iran? Migrant laborers from China. Again, this would have stopped the spread by 95% if they'd have been honest about it from the start. The communist state was also actively working to suppress and punish doctors and scientists who tried to get warnings out and lied to the world by claiming there was no evidence of human-to-human transmission. Which, by the way, not just China was responsible for that. The World Health Organization, and the tweet is in this article, on January 14th, said this. Preliminary investigations conducted by the Chinese authorities, who you can trust, have found no clear evidence of human-to-human transmission of the novel coronavirus. That was January 14th, the WHO amplifying Communist Party propaganda that was completely inaccurate, put the world on the back foot, and prevented the world from waking up and responding properly to this pandemic before it occurred. And you still have people like Richard Haass of the Council on Foreign Relations coming out and saying that, again, like CBS News said, that we need to learn from China. They're responsible for the global spread of this pandemic. They're responsible for covering it up. They're responsible for locking up whistleblowers. That's why we call it the Chinese virus. London Times reported, Chinese scientists destroyed proof of virus in December. Chinese laboratories identified a mystery virus as a highly infectious new pathogen by late December last year, but they were ordered to stop tests, destroy samples, and suppress the news. Oh, is that the lesson we need to learn from China, CBS? Is that what you're talking about? The regional health official in Wuhan, center of the outbreak, demanded the destruction of the lab samples that established the cause of unexplained viral pneumonia on January 1st. China did not acknowledge there was human-to-human transmission until more than 3 weeks later and 1 week after they lied and said there was no human-to-human transmission. Is that the lesson that America needs to learn from China? And then we have this absurd development. Yesterday, Richard Engel, the journalist for MSNBC, got up on MSNBC and said that, yes, it is racist to call it the Chinese virus because it came from bats and that it's a bat virus. 6 weeks ago, you were all saying that if we referred to it as the bat virus, if we talked about it being, you know, unclean, not in line with reasonable sanitary conditions to be biting the heads off bats, Ozzy Osbourne style, at meat markets in Wuhan, eating snakes, eating all kinds of wild exotic animals, that was racist to say that. The entire bat suit meme, for 2-3 weeks straight, the media says that was a racist dog whistle. But now it's racist to call it the Chinese virus, and we should call it the bat virus. What are they going to say next month? Is it going to be racist to call it the Chinese virus or to call it the coronavirus next month? Are we going to have to call it something else? Remember, literally 6 times, the World Health Organization came out with a statement saying, yeah, this is pretty bad and it could be a global pandemic. But the most important thing is, first of all, to not stop the flow of international traffic of people, because that's sacred, even though that's what spread the global pandemic, and to talk about it in the right way and to use the right words. And you're not allowed to use these words to talk about it because some people might feel stigmatized and offended. They literally said that for 2 months solid as this spread around the world. And now they're saying that it's the bat virus when they said calling it the bat virus 6 weeks ago was racist. Here's Richard Engel from MSNBC saying that exact thing. Let's roll the clip.
To scapegoat people, and that is what has always happened when there have been pandemics or epidemics, that foreigners are attacked. Foreigners sometimes physically attacked. If you look at what happened during the Middle Ages, there was lots and lots of scapegoating against an ethnic group or a religious group whenever there were pandemics that affected the society and frightened a lot of people. And China certainly feels that is what is happening now, with people calling it the Wuhan flu or the Wuhan virus or the China virus. This is a virus that came from the territory of China, but came from bats. This is a bat virus, not a China virus. It doesn't speak Chinese. It doesn't target Chinese people. It targets human beings who happen to touch their eyes, nose, or mouth.
So now they're literally claiming that it's the bat virus when 6 weeks ago they said that anyone who called it the bat virus. In fact, I'm going to dig up the articles for the next segment where the same news networks now saying you have to call it the bat virus said that calling it the bat virus was racist and xenophobic. Literally 4 to 6 weeks ago they were saying that. But now we're worshipping China, apparently, because China's not to blame and Trump's to blame because he's trying to deflect attention from China. China had nothing to do with it. We had the New York Times lauding China's humanitarian efforts, those were their words, to combat the pandemic that it started may as well have been written by the Communist Party. And in this article, they laud China again for the response. Headline, it's coronavirus cases dwindling, China turns focus outward. But then they admit in this article that while China was desperately begging for Italy was desperately begging for respirators, China refused to hand them over. And it was selling masks and respirators. It says many in Italy, for example, angrily pointed out that China was selling masks, respirators, and other medical equipment, not donating them. So in an article licking China's butt about their response and how they helped the world cope with this pandemic, they actually admit in the body of the article that Italy was angry with them because they refused to donate the crucial medical equipment that could have saved thousands of people's lives in Italy. Absolutely ridiculous.
Our constitutions, our health is our most valuable asset. It's what allows us to stay alive on this amazing planet that God's given us. And we've got to take care of our bodies. We've got to take care of ourselves. And all the products at InfoWarsStore.com have been researched deeply and have been developed with some of the top experts in the country to maximize what God's given us through Mother Nature to help our bodies boost their defense against all the insane things that have been artificially introduced into our environment. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today during all this hysteria and realize it's not toilet paper or flashlights that you really need. Sure, it's okay to have plenty of that, but it is high-quality supplements, and we've got the best. And during this crisis, I am discounting everything 40% at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Summit.News headquarters. It's Paul Joseph Watson.
Headline up on Sky News, coronavirus number of COVID-19 deaths in Italy surpasses China as total reaches 3,405. Italy is now the worst impacted country with regard to coronavirus. You've seen the horrific images, the videos of the military vehicles transporting the coffins out of certain areas of Italy because they've just got no room to bury the victims. Good news, though. Anti-malaria drug to fight COVID-19 could be available in days, says Donald Trump. He said this during the White House press conference today. An anti-malaria drug that could help fight coronavirus could be available within the United States within days. Hydrochloroquine, which is used for severe arthritis, lupus, and autoimmune condition, has shown very encouraging early results and set to be approved for coronavirus use quickly. He said, we're going to make that drug available almost immediately. It could be available in days. It's a medical war. We have to win this war. And they were discussing this on Tucker Carlson last night, a potential drug that could offset the impact of coronavirus while we wait for the development of a vaccine, which apparently, according to China, the U.S. already had months ago. I guess the mainstream media is going to start repeating that claim next. But there does appear to be some positive developments in terms of developing a drug to fight coronavirus. Here's Tucker Carlson from last night.
It's time to figure out how to treat the coronavirus. This is a country of science, and we will defeat this at some point. The sooner the better. Fortunately, there's some good news to report tonight on that front. Early evidence suggests that chloroquine, that's a cheap anti-malaria drug, may be effective in treating coronavirus. Gregory Regano is an advisor of the Stanford University School of Medicine, and he joins us tonight. Mr. Regano, thanks so much for coming on. So tell us what this is and why you think it's promising, please.
So the president has the authority to authorize the use of hydroxychloroquine against coronavirus immediately. He has cut more red tape at the FDA than any other president in history. And for example, in 2017, a new drug was approved for muscular dystrophy that enrolled for a clinical trial that enrolled less than 15 patients and was generally uncontrolled in an open setting. Hydroxychloroquine has been on the market for over 50 years with a quality safety profile. And I'm here to report that as of this morning, about 5 o'clock this morning, a well-controlled, peer-reviewed study carried out by the most eminent infectious disease specialist in the world, Didier Raoult, MD, PhD, out of the south of France, in which he enrolled 40 patients, again, a well-controlled peer-reviewed study that showed a 100% cure rate against coronavirus. The study was released this morning on my Twitter account, RaganoESQ, as well as our most recent website, covidtrial.io. The study was recently accepted to the International Journal of Antimicrobial Agents by Elsevier.
So I only know what you're telling me, but I do know it's very unusual for a study of anything to produce results of 100%. I mean, that's remarkable, isn't it, or am I missing something?
That is remarkable. In fact, to be able to cure a virus was said to be mathematically impossible, and the first company that did it was a small biotech called Pharmacet that was acquired by Gilead Sciences in the cure to hepatitis C. What we're here to announce is the second cure to a virus of all time.
Well, that's remarkable. I mean, of course, it's our job to be skeptical of all and any claims. However, I very much want to believe this, and I think we need, obviously, immediately to run it down. The federal government needs to find out if this is true, because if it is, you know, that's the biggest news of this moment. So I'm so grateful that you announced that on the show, and I hope we're hearing a lot more about it very soon. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. Please disseminate it to the scientific community immediately.
I would hope they'd be on it. Thank you. We're out of time.
So good news. There are potential anti-malaria drug that could treat coronavirus. We'll continue to track what happens with that. Apparently, Trump's cut a lot of FDA red tape to get it approved, along with some other potential treatments. But going back to what we were talking about at the top of the show, the World Health Organization repeatedly saying you have to be careful how you talk about this virus. You have to be politically correct and not hurt anybody's feelings. Now the media obsessing every single day about Trump calling it the Chinese virus because that's racist against Chinese people. They might be offended. Again, hiding the true source and how this virus spread, which was primarily through open borders. And we still have a situation here in the UK where flights from Italy, even though we're about to go on lockdown, according to some sources in London, flights from Milan, the epicenter of the coronavirus pandemic in Italy, are still arriving in the UK. Even Canada, even some of these Northern European socialist countries have imposed some level of border control. Here in the UK, under a Conservative government, no border controls whatsoever. They might lock down major cities in the UK, but still keep the borders open. Absolutely incredible, which brings me to this story. headline, migrant labor was to blame for coronavirus spread in both Iran and Italy. The use of migrant labor, some of it illegal, in both Iran and Italy played a major role in the spread of coronavirus, emphasizing once again how open borders were a vector for the disease. The Wall Street Journal reported how Iranian officials traced the origins of the country's coronavirus epidemic in the holy city of Qom to a number of Chinese-backed infrastructure projects built by scores of workers and technicians from China. Migrant labor was how it spread in Iran. Of course, Iran massively hit. I think they're the third worst hit country now behind Italy and China. It was spread from them importing migrant labor, no doubt some of it illegal. According to the piece, the migrant labor helped Iran's economy alive, stay alive in the face of American sanctions. It also served as a source for the spread of a virus that has gone on to infect over 18,000 people in Iran, killing nearly 1,300. Hope it was worth it for the cheap foreign labor. Then you look at Italy. Illegal immigrants in Italy are thought to have played a major role in the spread of COVID-19, as well as the mayor of Florence, who, back at the start of February, was encouraging Italians to go out and kiss Chinese people in the street to prove they weren't racist. But as the New York Times reported, even they admitted it, coronavirus was brought to Italy by, quote, two Chinese tourists visiting Rome. They failed to lock down their borders, even as China was suffering from all these deaths, all these infections, all this quarantine, all this martial law. They said they could just keep on coming in. Two Chinese tourists responsible for the outbreak in Italy, which has now claimed the lives of over 3,000 people. Open borders. Milan was hit even harder than Rome in terms of COVID-19 infections, leading many to point the finger at Chinese immigrants working in the north of the country. And it is a fact that, according to Reuters, Chinese migrants were dominant in these northern Italian towns. There's one called Prato, which is Italy's textile capital. They have 50,000 Chinese workers living in this town of Prato near Florence, working in the textile industry, making clothes and handbags, just so they could say, made in Italy. So they were technically made in Italy, but they were being made by cheap, foreign, and often illegal migrant labor from China. We had other reports which show there were 100,000. I'm not sure about the numbers on this, but given there were 50,000 near Florence, others claim there were 100,000 Chinese workers from Wuhan who were allowed to fly back and forth from Milan and areas around Milan back to Wuhan just so they could get in this cheap foreign labor to make their made-in-Italy handbags and clothes. So again, in each case, Iran, Italy, relying on cheap, often illegal, foreign migrant labor to make products at cheap prices, and that in Iran at least, and certainly in Italy after it started spreading, was a major source of the COVID-19 pandemic, then spreading across the rest of Europe and throughout the rest of the world. Once again, open borders were a vector for this disease.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Broadcasting internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
We cover some final news stories here in a second. I want to tell you about some of the specials available at InfoWarsStore.com. Of course, it's extremely important in these times to boost your immune system. God forbid we even make that claim that it's healthy to have a strong immune system. And as a result, we've got many great specials available at InfoWarsStore.com at great discounts. We've got the Nano Silver Gargle 1-ounce spray. Of course, Living Defense Plus, massive discounts on those two products. The Survival Shield X2 and X3. And of course, Turbo Force now back in stock. It was out of stock for a while. That is the energy drink. You just mix it into a glass of water. It gives you an absolute turbo boost of energy without that junky come down that you get from other energy drinks. Turbo Force available again at discount, 40% discount at InfoWarsStore.com, where we also have Ultra 12 Bodies, Ultimate Fish Oil, and a bunch of other great products available right now. Please continue to support this network by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com today. So finishing up on what I was talking about before the break, with the open borders being a vector for coronavirus spreading around the world, of course, as I was talking about, the cheap foreign migrant labor they imported into Iran for their infrastructure projects was directly attributed to spreading the coronavirus, starting it and spreading it in Iran, where they had thousands of deaths. In Italy, in Milan, in towns around Florence, they imported tens of thousands of Chinese immigrants, often illegally. for cheap labor so they could make clothes and handbags in textile factories in Italy just so they could put made in Italy on the label, despite the fact that those products were being made by often illegal foreign labor imported from China, with many of those migrants flying back and forth between the epicenter of the outbreak in China and northern Italy. Now Italy is the worst hit country in terms of coronavirus. Some kind of connection there, I don't know, maybe. Ben Harris Quinney tweeted this. He did a comparison. He said, coronavirus in nations with minimal border controls. France, 9,100 cases. Italy, 35,000 cases. Obviously, these numbers are even bigger now. Spain, 17,100 cases. Germany, 13,000 infections of coronavirus. Those are the top European countries, worldwide countries, with lax open borders. Compare that to coronavirus in countries with strong border controls, and indeed countries that impose them from the very start. Of course, with Singapore and Russia, they both closed their borders at the end of January. And only today or yesterday did we have the first coronavirus death in Russia. And as far as I know, the latest numbers, that may have changed today, but as of yesterday, zero coronavirus deaths in Singapore because they had strong border controls. Then you look at Hungary, 73 coronavirus cases, Poland, 325, Israel, 529, Russia, just 147. Compare that to the number of cases in those worst hit open border European countries, and the UK border remains firmly open. It's interesting with the UK because they're now considering whether to lock down London and other major cities. That looked like it was going to be announced as of last night, but the government came out today and said that that's not going to happen, at least in the short term. Interesting how our, shall we say, more diverse populations in London will react to any kind of mass quarantine order. Given how more diverse populations in countries like France and Italy have reacted to it already, and in that context, we have an article here, video migrants in Paris refusing to comply with quarantine order. Video footage out of Paris shows migrants violating the country's quarantine order by being outside without good reason as they squabble with and shout at police. Now, I say being outside without good reason because this ties into another article. Martial law in France, citizens have to fill out a form every time they leave the home. Every time you leave the house in France, they have 100,000 extra police patrolling the streets. You have to fill out a form saying why you've left the house, and you have to prove it. Otherwise, you face massive fines, and if you do it too many times, potential imprisonment. So French citizens are having to comply with this, what is basically a martial law quarantine order. Similar situation in Spain, where they have drones patrolling beaches, shouting at people to get off the beaches and back into their homes via loudspeakers, which are connected to police radios. That's how they're enforcing it. The diverse migrant population in France, in Italy, don't seem to be that keen on following those orders. The clip in this article appears to show a man being arrested and bundled into a police car by officers. The group of migrants then immediately form a crowd around the police officers and begin loudly remonstrating with them. Another video shows a woman in France breaking quarantine deliberately by deliberately coughing on police officers. You've probably seen this clip by now. And then, of course, we had a video out of Naples, Italy, from a couple of days ago, which shows migrants roaming around the streets while the people who are self-isolating in their own apartments shout at them from up above, telling them to get back inside. They're not too keen on following the orders. So we have this article. Videos show looting fights at supermarkets in London and Paris. Video footage out of London and Paris shows youths, that's how we describe them, youths, attempting to loot stores and start fights in response to the coronavirus outbreak. Last night, a Sainsbury's shop front, Sainsbury's is a big supermarket in London, shows youths attempting to smash down the supermarket's doors in an effort to break in. They stole alcohol. Police said Sainsbury's staff confronted the men, who became hostile and threatening and fled outside before trashing the store front. Four youths were later arrested by police. Then we have another video from a branch of Lidl in Paris, which shows more youths in a very diverse area fighting with each other, with some of them wielding weapons. Another video in this article shows shoppers at a supermarket in London, wherein, by the way, all the shelves are completely stripped. They don't even seem to be restocking them at this point, screaming at each other and squabbling as they engage in panic buying. Another clip from a Tesco in London features a customer threatening to bring his friends after the store refuses to allow him to buy bulk water. The videos all appear to have something in common. The protagonists seem to be very diverse, which, as we all know, diversity is a strength. Maybe not so much of a strength, though, in Germany, where migrants at refugee camp in Germany rioted, displayed ISIS flags, and threatened to burn down their refugee facility because they were put under quarantine. A migrant tested positive for coronavirus in Saul, Thuringia, which is where this refugee camp is located. Quarantine was ordered for the other 533 residents, and the camp was sealed off. They were not too happy about that and responded by waving ISIS flags. Yes, these migrants in refugee camps in Germany just happen to have ISIS flags on hand. That's completely normal. So they started waving ISIS flags, threatening to burn down the facility, started rioting, started bringing their children to the front of the gates. They had to call in police officers to quell that riot. So again, the diverse populations of London and Paris and the migrants in the camps in Germany not too keen on obeying these quarantine laws, which is probably why I expect it's at least one of the considerations as to why the Prime Minister of Britain, Boris Johnson, has not enforced a complete quarantine lockdown of London, because our diverse populations are not too keen on following those kind of orders from what we've seen so far. Meanwhile, Breitbart reports illegal boat migrants received coronavirus tests as NHS staff were refused. Yes, these are our new special people. Not only can they violate quarantines at will, not only can they break into stores and loot them, apparently, but now they get coronavirus tests before everyone else. Dozens of illegal boat migrants have been arriving in England and receiving coronavirus tests, while many healthcare workers were being refused. In line with Public Health England guidance, Border Force and all operational staff have the relevant personal protective equipment available to them. So the migrants were taken on board, brought to Dover, where they received further medical assessment, which will include looking for symptoms of coronavirus. And of course, many of these migrants are coming directly from France, which is one of the worst hit countries for coronavirus. But this special class of people, these loving and diverse migrants who are such a benefit to our country, they get coronavirus tests first. The old people self-isolating in their homes, barely even able to buy groceries. Sod them. Sod the healthcare workers who are on the front lines of the NHS in the hospitals trying to treat people. They get to the back of the queue. The people who come to the front of the queue are these loving, diverse, fantastic migrants that have offered such benefits to our society. I was going to wrap it up. Coming up next, War Room with Owen Troy at Summit.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.